So today I'm delighted to be talking to Nick Evans, now lead guitarist but also multi-instrumentalist. Going to find out a bit more about that from the wonderful My Life Story. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Chrissy. How are you?
I'm really good. It's lovely to talk to you. You're quite close, aren't you, to Jake, with various projects down from the Midlands, down there in Brighton. Lots and lots going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting. I mean, me and Jake have been writing for about 10 years now, and I suppose we met, you know, kind of after My Life Story had kind of done, you know, I suppose at the time what we thought would be the kind of last record, and there's always been, you know, a huge amount of interest in the band. There's always been, you know, lots of amazing fans who have shown support for all the side projects me and Jake have done. The main thing is Chopasaurus, which is, you know, we rewrite a lot of music for TV and film, all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, and, you know, it was that interest from, you know, all those lovely people that kind of spurred us into a place where we thought, you know what, you know, maybe another record would be really fun to do, you know. And, you know, we're writing music a lot of the time for other people, which is great, but this was kind of the first time we both really sat down and done a record that we both kind of wrote for our own pleasure, really. So that was a really, really fun and exciting process to kind of get back stuck into.
Yeah, sure. And as regarding being out on tour, back in the day, there was, well, around, because it's quite orchestral, wasn't it? Quite around.
That's right.
12 or so musicians. So that's why there hasn't been a tour for quite a long time. And the first album out for 19 years, isn't it? So it must be quite exciting to go out on tour. So there's five of you, but also the sound is a little bit more rocky. Do you think that's your influence there?
Well, I love my rock, that's for sure. And me and Jake, we're huge fans of punk and also, you know, the pop music and all sorts of stuff. And even bands like, you know, Depeche Mode, we're a huge fan of, who are very soundscapey. So we've got kind of a wide array of influences. But yeah, certainly, you know, as the band that used to be a 12-piece orchestral lineup, I mean, in the kind of modern music industry, taking, you know, an orchestra out on the road, it's just logistically and economically, that can be quite difficult. So for this new record, we've been touring for a number of years as a five piece, which obviously kind of condenses it down, and there's an element of rock there about it. But for this record, World Citizen, we just wanted to make a record that really we loved and that brought in all the great parts of what My Life Story Mark One was, you know, all the orchestral stuff.
Yeah.
And a reflection of where we are now, really, musically, and the kind of hybrid of those two things spawned World Citizen. We're really happy with the sound of it and how it's come out.
Sure. I've got around to listen to a couple of the tracks and I genuinely do really love them. Taking on the World, I think, is just such a lovely, lovely track as well. And you've just got your new single out not that long ago, just a few days ago, Singles. And I saw down at the BIMM, but which, if people don't know, that's the British and Irish Modern Music Institute. You are a song assessor, songwriting assessor, so you should be well qualified to pick a good song, which you can. So it's party weekend, isn't it? Because it's the last two gigs of the year, so we must mention, of course, Worthing down at St Paul's. It's going to be brilliant, isn't it? And then you're off on the Sunday to Bristol, and then it's a bit of a break till February. Have you enjoyed being back on the road with My Last Tour? I bet you have.
It's been great. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's I love the UK. It's at times like this where things are kind of politically quite difficult, it's really important to kind of reaffirm your love of where you live, and going out and seeing loads of different places, getting a chance to walk around and speak to fans and play music is a wonderful experience. But yeah, we've got a small break at Christmas, but this weekend on Saturday at St Paul's Worthing, I haven't played before, but it's a beautiful venue, I'm told, and we're going to be filming it for a forthcoming live EP, which is really exciting. So if you want to buy tickets for that one and you're local to Brighton, you can get them on the band's website, which is mylifestory.band, and you can buy kind of the new album on there and limited edition white vinyl and signed stuff. That's all on there. So if you want to buy tickets to the show, it'd be great to see you.
Brilliant.
But
yeah.
We're going to play in Bristol.
Yeah, so yeah, the Worthing one's not far from my area at all, so it's no excuse for people not to drop down there. And
it's kind of a homecoming gig for us, really. We've done Brighton a few times, but it's going to be really great to play St Paul's, which I've looked at, I've heard is a beautiful place to play.
It is, yeah, so I gather. I know a few people have been to gigs down there. And I wanted just to talk briefly, going back to the album, you know, obviously you're touring the album and there'll be songs like, songs from way back when, like Sparkle, that was one of my favourites. Well, it got remixed and renamed and went really high in the charts after that. So that was my memory, and I think it stays as part of your DNA. For this album, so I'm intrigued about the 40-piece orchestra recorded in Budapest over Skype. Whose idea was that? Was that Jake's idea?
It's really funny. I mean, as I mentioned earlier on, we do a lot of music, film and TV under the moniker Chophosaurus, and we have, often when we record orchestra, we go out to Eastern Europe and do that ourselves, because we're usually, you know, we're working with people who are doing 10 tracks at a time, and we have 2 tracks in the same project. And for this, we contacted some friends of ours who were doing a session and managed to get, you know, an hour at the end of the session to do the kind of the tracks on the record. And yeah, it was it's a mad experience, kind of sat there in a room on Skype hearing this, you know, this huge orchestra, you know, realising all these parts you've written in a dark studio in Brighton, suddenly everything kind of comes to life. And
it's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really, that was kind of the kind of, we did that quite late into the record, just kind of re-recording parts we'd already written in the studio. And we had a wonderful orchestra called Sam Peck who came in and helped us with that. And yeah, it's a beautiful experience being able to sit there and hear that all being realised. It's really exciting.
I can imagine. Vocals recorded on Freddie Mercury's old microphone. I'm kind of intrigued by that as well.
Yeah, well, we've got what's known in the trade as a Neumann 287 microphone, which is it's basically the Rolls Royce Lamborghini of microphones. But it's something that Jake's had for a long time. I think he picked it up from I can't remember the name of the studio now, but it was a studio which Freddie Mercury recorded, I think.
Yeah.
When he bought it, the person he bought it from said, "This is so you know, you know, you're not only buying this great microphone, but Freddie Mercury sang into this one." So I think that kind of sealed the deal. So that's standing very proudly in our studio.
It makes a lot of difference. A lot of difference, a good microphone. I speak from experience. Yeah. And there's something psychologically really nice about singing into a very expensive microphone. Apart from it makes a difference, there is an actual really good thing about that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's a nice feeling to have that, in that you know you're around greatness, you know, not just in terms of the microphone, but the sung into it in the past as well, which is like,
Yeah, beautiful. Really lovely to speak to you. I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you.
Just wanted to quote the Sunday Express. You've got a lot of good reviews for this album. People seem to love it. But we've got Britpop pioneers return with a powerful reminder of their class. So I think that's good. If you've got quite a few of the big names are giving it a thumbs up, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, all the reviews have been really positive so far, which is really humbling and we're just pleased to have made a record that we love and that is sounding relevant today, and the fans are loving. So that ticks all the boxes for us.
It does. Well, thanks for chatting and have a great weekend.
All right, Chrissy. Nice to speak to you.
Thank you.